Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Good evening. The show tonight begins with Liz Peek of Fox Business and Fox News and The Hill talking about the what my friend Joseph Sternberg has labeled at the Wall Street Journal, the Fed Mahal. The White House has found a version of the Fed Mahal, that is a $2.5 billion budget. It calls into question Jerome Powell's management skills. This, of course, is not related in any fashion to his reading of the economy as fragile because of tariffs and his reluctance to lower interest rates because he's concerned about inflation. However, the Fed Mahal is a fun story. A glass enclosed atrium, upgraded dining rooms for executives, underground parking garage. Joe Sternberg tells me the three-building campus is out of date. However, $2.5 billion seems so high number for parking. It's Washington. Liz and I then talk about the CBS decision to stop the Late Show or the Late Late Show, one or the other, led by a stand-up comedian named Colbert, or Colbert, as he calls himself. Colbert. I can't remember the first name. In any event, I don't get to watch TV late. I don't get to watch TV at all. The news cycle is what my job is. In any event, it's very exciting to see a lot of people wish him well, and I'm sure he will. Podcasting is remunerative, and he will enjoy it. He's launched free of the CBS television encumbrances, whatever they were. I don't know that television is encumbered. It's a luxury posting. However, we talk about it and how difficult it is to interpret what it means. Mr. Colbert was a comedian for many years, making wit about the Republicans, about conservatives, about celebrities. He'll continue. And then a conversation with John Yoo, professor at University of Texas at Austin and at the Emanuel Heller Professor of Law at Berkeley's Law School, about America keeping the peace since 1945 and how they did it. And that America's not in decline. If it was, there wouldn't be peace. I don't mean the spats that come into local wars. I mean global conflict, nukes to nukes, or WMD to WMD. It has not happened since 45. It's always there. Nukes free. Turning to a large story that is pressing, which is Europe's response to the Ukraine needs for self-defense. Judy Dempsey joins us from Berlin. It's not clear that Europe is ready to do more than talk a game. Talk is cheap. Costs money to buy sidewinders. They need everything. And the industrial manufacturing in Europe and in America is not adequate to build up the arsenal in time, according to Mr. Rudy, who is the general secretary. Out of time. What's that phrase from George Marshall? Once I had the time and no money, now I've got money and no time. Okay. Syria. Jonathan Schanzer talks about the Druze massacre in Syria by the jihadists in the government and what is to be done. Then we discuss Gaza. 6 more months of negotiations is Jonathan's latest information. The talk of the Hamas to string it out, to get back into some way to claim victory in Gaza, which is now reduced to what looks to be a large rubble pile of concrete. Gregory Copley joins. We discuss BRICS and its purpose in the world, not pulling the dollar down, but in fact trading in nations that need attention, like Angola. Then we discuss the cliche of war. You fight the last war. And whether it's true or not, it's both true and false. And Antarctica Treaty being challenged and bent by the Chinese Communist Party. And what is to be done? Australia, New Zealand, and the United Kingdom have a claim to Antarctica. They discovered it. They kept up the attention to it. China wants in. Russia wants in. Though it's hard to claim that they're Antarctic nations, but there is history. And then the King Charles report about the gardens at Highgrove House in Gloucestershire that the king keeps so exhaustingly, scrupulously, meticulously, that gardeners keep quitting on him. English garden, although it looked kind of French to me, very symmetrical. I have an English garden, but it's total deliberate chaos. Bush here, bush there. Just enough room between them to get the mower in for the grass. And I rip up the lupins when the lilies come in. Not quite sure what an English garden is to be looking as arranged as the King's Garden at Highgrove House, but I've got much to learn about English gardens. And then the South China Sea, the fast attack boats being assigned to Palawan Island by the Philippine Coast Guard or Navy. PT boats, that's what they are. And I reminded everybody of the movie They Were Expendable with Robert Montgomery and John Wayne, a John Ford movie made in 1954. Excellent. Recommended highly. It's black and white. Terrific ending. Drawn out. Extremely challenging ending. And Jack Burnham joins to talk about how China's seeking to compromise communications worldwide and doing a good job at it. Joseph Sternberg on the Fed Mahal, he named it in his column at the Wall Street Journal, and how it isn't really a burning issue, but it is leveraged by the Trump administration in their campaign to, well, I don't know, discomfit Mr. Powell. He's only got a few months left. He's out May of next year. What's that? That's less than a year. 10 months? 9 months? It's nothing in Washington terms. And then finally, the story of taxes in UK. Come up with a proposal to tax pensions. That means if you choose a pension that continues after your passing, because it provides for your spouse and your family, they will tax that. So in blunt terms, they're taxing the dead. Strange business. Grow means light taxes, not heavier taxes. Much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
Message and data rates may apply. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s. But for 80 to 90% less and ship directly to your door.
How do I get started with Xelthi?
Call #250 with the word CARE to get started today with Xelthi. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Call #250 with the word CARE right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Call #250 with the word CARE. That's #250 with the word CARE. #250 and CARE.